Well, Nita, our cover story is that the Turnbull government is being urged to put pressure on Jordan to help ensure one of the FBI's most wanted convicted terrorists goes back to jail. Now, Alam Tamimi murdered 15-year-old Australian schoolgirl Malky Roth and 14 others when she coordinated a suicide bombing in a Jerusalem pizza shop in 2001. Tamimi was jailed by an Israeli court, but she was later released as part of the Gilad Shalit prisoner swap deal in 2011. But after years of work by Malky Roth's father, Arnold, the FBI made Tamimi, who now lives in Jordan, one of only 29 people on its most wanted terrorist list, and asked Jordan to extradite her last month. Now, Jordan is continuing to drag its feet and is refusing to comply. Now, with Donald Trump visiting Jordan next week, Arnold is trying to build political pressure to force Jordan to meet its extradition agreements. The father of this murdered schoolgirl has pleaded for Australia's political leadership to take a stand, and he's personally written to Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop as well.
We're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, former Australian prime ministers, not one, two, are in Israel for a special honour.
That's right, Nita. It's the double whammy. Former Prime Ministers Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott were both in Israel this week, receiving separate honorary doctorates from Israeli universities. Now, Julia Gillard, she received her honorary doctorate on Tuesday from the Ben-Gurion University. She said she could think of no more fitting tribute to David Ben-Gurion, the founder of the State of Israel, than to have this place of learning and research bear his name. Now, Tony Abbott, he also received his own honor, receiving an honorary doctorate at the Tel Aviv University. He says, the Israelis in their wisdom are giving me an honorary doctorate. I'll have the chance to discuss the wider security situation, and I'm hoping to visit some Australian troops who are visiting this part of the world. So big mazel tov to Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott, both of them in Israel this week receiving honorary doctorates, and you can read full coverage in this week's edition.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And Evan, there is a very interesting story about an incredible lady that managed to live normal life, if you call it normal life, being totally blind for 72 years. And I'm talking about Lily Skernick.
Yeah, that's right. Despite being blind for 72 years, Nitsa, this has not stopped author Lily Skernick from living her life to the full. She spoke to us this week about her independence, her love of bright colors, and how she came about writing three books. Her most recent book, it's called The Colors of Life, and was actually launched earlier this year by former New South Wales Governor Dame Murray Bashir. So this is an amazing interview that we've done with Lily Skernick. And Nitsa, while it's currently impossible to restore vision in cases like Lily Skernick's, there have been recent developments in technology that have brought about great changes for visually impaired people. Now, your listeners might be aware there's an Israeli startup by the name of Orcam, and it successfully tested their artificial vision device on 12 legally blind patients. Now, this project has been in the works for years and was first showcased in Tel Aviv in 2014. Now, while it cannot improve vision, it can do the next best thing to help the visually impaired navigate the world with a low-cost device and without invasive procedures. So some fascinating technology coming out of Israel, and an unbelievable author, Lily Skernick, a full-length interview with Lily and her new book in this week's edition.
And there is another interesting interview in the Australian Jewish News this week, and this time with a public figure, a very interesting lady, Mia Friedman.
Well, Nita, your listeners will be well aware of Mia Friedman. She's the very popular author, columnist, and digital publisher of the website Mamma Mia, and she reveals personal insights and offers worldly advice in her new book that's called Work, Strife, Balance. Now, Mia Friedman, she's written her most personal book yet, and almost nothing, it seems, is off limits. She says that some of the best times in your life will be when things are woefully out of balance, and some of the most important, worthwhile things you do will be when you have no work. Work-life balance. So you can read more about that interview with Mia Friedman and pick up her new book. It's called Work, Strife, Balance. It's published by Macmillan Australia and it's in bookshops now.
And the Jewish community in Sydney celebrated Lag BaOmer in style last weekend.
They did indeed, Nitsa. I was there with the community. They came out in force despite the wet weather on Sunday. It was raining, but the community came out to celebrate Lag BaOmer. There was a huge parade through the streets of Bondi. Traffic came to a standstill. They closed the roads so that people could walk along and hold their banners and hold their signs and be proud to be Jews on the streets of Bondi. And then there was an amazing family carnival at Barraclough Park, which had rides and food and music and a lot of things for the whole family. So it was a fantastic event, Nitsa. As I said, I was there marching with the crowd. You had the who's who of the community out there, all the children with their banners and their colorful signs. It was a sight to be seen, and Nitsa, one of the best things was actually watching the general public who were going about their everyday business and suddenly saw this big marching parade. They stopped to take photos and to learn more about Lag BaOmer. So it was a fantastic event, and we have lots of colourful photos in this week's paper.
Evan, the new Australian ambassador to Israel, meets the Jewish community in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. This was an exciting week for Chris Kanan. He's the man that's set to replace Dave Sharma as Australia's new ambassador to Israel. And as you said, he met with representatives of the community, including several high-profile Jewish community leaders and heads of organizations. And he also went to the Sydney Jewish Museum, where he was given a special guided tour by the museum's CEO, Norman Seligman. So Chris Kanan, he'll be starting that role soon. He'll be replacing Dave Sharma, who we've come to love over the past 3 years or so when he's been in the role, and we wish Dave all the best that he moves on, and a big mazel tov to Chris Kanan as he begins this new chapter as Australia's next ambassador to Israel.
Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.